With your grandfather, or unless you can remember back farther than that?
Shia Minson was his name. Shia. This is all I can remember. He must have had another name.
And he, Shaye Minson?
Yeah. You see how it's spelled?
Minzer. But when you, the customs officials would drop the I when they'd come to America.
Yeah.
So, well, whatever. The Minzer is...
No, the only ones that came to America, Avraham Moshe remained in Europe. He became enormously wealthy.
Was he the oldest son?
Yeah.
And it was
Avraham.
A-V-R-U-M.
Is that Abraham?
Yeah, I guess so.
And he was the eldest son?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Same thing.
Leather processing.
Leather processing factory.
I imagine your grandfather started all.
Yeah, he's the one that started it. He had one too.
Okay.
And this is my father's name. Yitzchak Yaakov. Is it Yitzchak? I think so.
And that would be Yitzchak. Why?
Well, you see, Irving is named Yisroel. Let's see what is Irving. Irving's Hebrew name. I'm no good at the end of the day. I'm very tired.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm only good in the morning.
Okay.
So I don't remember if this is correct, but Yaakov.
Definitely, that's your dad.
Yeah.
Do you remember when your dad was born?
No.
But he passed away probably in 1918.
1918, the war was finished. No, he must have passed away in 1914 or 15.
1914. And he was, do you know if he was over 60 years old?
I think he was only 56.
Okay. He was the second son?
Yeah.
Who were the two fellows who had, your father and the and who was the other fellow who had the factory in the valley?
Avraham Moshe.
Okay.
It became very big.
But he stayed over in...
Yes, and my father, it's through my father's efforts that he became so wealthy, because he introduced him to new machinery that the father had seen in the United States and gotten.
I mean, your father went over to the United States the one time?
Yeah, my father couldn't get back to the United States because the war broke out and they would not allow him to leave. They needed him as an interpreter. He spoke many languages, and he was the type of a person that I am, you know, easy to talk to.
But Avraham was the eldest son, and you know how many...
Avraham Moshe was his name.
Okay, he was, you know how many years older than your father?
Yes, but not very much.
Less than 5 years?
About 2 years each. I can't remember such things.
Okay, well, those are little things that I like to be able to find. Whatever happened to Avraham Moshe? He was...
He died during the Second World War.
But he was in the United States?
No, he never came. And only his grandchildren came, and they are living in New Jersey. And they have become prominent, one of them on the radio.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Altus, I think, is one of the entertainers that's grandson
of Avraham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would be my second cousin.
It would be your first cousin first removed, or your second cousin, depending upon your orientation.
Son of my first cousin.
Yeah, and that I call that first cousin once removed, and my uncle Melvin calls that a second cousin.
Not son. He would be a grandson of my cousin.
That's first cousin twice removed, or your third cousin.
Yeah.
Shay Minter.
My grandfather. I don't remember his second name. All these people had two names.
How do you pronounce his first name?
Shaya, it was in Yiddish. And the Gentile people called him Shaya.
Shaya.
It's an unusual name, but it's a Jewish name.
Yeah, he's a neat fellow. I never knew about. He lived a long time after you came to America.
Yes, he died when he was 102 or 104.
Yeah, that's terrific. Yeah. And that would be long, that would be 1920s or 1930s? You came to America in...
Around 1910.
Yeah.
I sent the documents, I had a lot of things. It would be worthwhile going to those papers that I wanted.
Yeah.
That
we'll
one
that.
Box.
Okay. We'll go through them.
David Jaffe had got a lot of stuff. He wanted everything.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because he wants to preserve it, I'm sure.
Yeah, David,
That's good. But if you came in 1910, he was, how old was he when you came to America? You said he was 70.
Who?
Your grandfather.
My grandfather.
He was in his 70s. Yeah.
Was 72 when his first wife died. He must have been 70, and he married again at 72 and raised the second child.
That's amazing. He was quite a guy.
The lady he married wasn't too old.
No, she was about 40.
Okay.
She had the one or two children, and they came to the United States. But of the two children that were born, a son survived, and he became an officer in the Polish army, in the Austrian army. I even had a picture of him in uniform. And that must be, I mailed to two people. One of my nieces, you better mark down her, she owns her home. She lives, Vivian, not Isaacson, but her maiden name.
Who's
Phillips. Vivian Phillips.
How's she
related? My niece, my sister's daughter.
Your sister's daughter?
Yeah.
Who's?
Huh?
Frida's daughter?
Frida's daughter? Not Frida's daughter.
No. One of the twins. I had twin sisters. One of them died, and the second one is in a nursing home. Vivian Phillips lives at 307 Stockton, S-T-A-U-G-H. Avenue in Cranford, New Jersey.
Okay. Cranford?
Yeah. That's the one that has the son that's making such a name for himself in the music world.
Yeah, that's terrific. Let's see if, can I backtrack a second?
Huh?
I wanted to find out about Shia's, when Shia remarried, were you at the wedding? Do you remember?
No.
It was long before your...
No, that was before. He remarried when I was very young.
Okay.
Don't forget he was 104.
Oh, I know. I was trying to figure out when he passed away. And
he passed away when I was already in the United States.
Okay.
Yitzhak.
Okay. So your uncle... Avram and your father Yitzhak, and then the next son was.
This is my father. Yeah. Then came David.
Okay.
Then Gabriel. Yeah.
Yes.
And then Simcha, I think was his name, the youngest.
Simcha.
I think so.
Simcha's a good name, like Simcha Demetz,
yeah,
you know, the Israeli ambassador.
He was very, very good-looking man, this one, this Simcha. And then there was two There was Aunt Jenny.
Did he stay in it?
Lived in the United States, and he had that song, The Doctor, that I told you about. That was David's
yes.
song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lived in Brooklyn.
Okay.
The doctor's name was Milton, Dr. Milton Munzer. Yeah, he called himself a doctor, Munzer.
M-U-N-Z-E-R?
Yeah.
And so David came to, did he come to America when?
He came before my father.
Okay. Who was the first of the sons to go to America? Your father was the first son to go to America, even though he came back, I realize.
No, I think David was the first one to go.
Okay. And then Gabriel?
Gabriel lived in Newark. There's a daughter living. He has a daughter, Tilly, and I don't remember her second name. I didn't keep in touch with her.
It's amazing how many relatives I have and I don't even know it.
Yeah, imagine.
The family is so good.
That's why my family's very big. I used to carry on a big correspondence.
And then there's Simcha.
Simcha. He died quite young, but he was married. He left children, and the children seemed to be well known, but I lost track of them. You see, there was a time that so many relatives used to come looking for me during the summer, and it got to be too much of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
yeah.
It. Mm-hmm. You take Jenny's children were always looking for me, and Rose's children are very prominent. She left a daughter who was enormously wealthy. Her husband is a scientist, and she has a sister married to a musician, and they're both musical. It's a very nice family, interesting family,
yeah.
If you could keep track of them.
That's what I'm trying to do. I didn't even realize. Do you remember if Shai ever talked about his father?
No. No, I was so insignificant in age, according to my grandfather,
yeah,
that he was only patronizing me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I came to see Grandpa. Grandpa would pat my hair and ask me if I was a good girl, and that's about all. Too bad I haven't got the pictures to show you.
Yeah.
I mailed them off.
Down to
you see, after Mama, your mother passed away, I was in bad shape. And
so we all.
Yeah, so I wanted some of the papers and pictures to survive. Because if anything happened to me and Beatrice came up, everything would go in the garbage. Shouldn't be bothered.
I'm glad David hasn't, someday he'll look at my pictures,
David has,
and someday I'll look at his pictures.
That's it. David has a very nice collection.
It's
so
fine.
Has she.
It's fine.
I sent her the aunts with the husband's pictures, and I had an uncle and Uncle Ferdinand, I had his picture. Not Boston, but it's in Baltimore.
Who
he was
there?
Living in Baltimore.
Who was Uncle Ferdinand?
It was Grandfather's brother.
He was Shia's brother?
Yeah. And he had a handsome, beautiful daughter, and she came to visit me. She arrived with her two daughters and a chauffeur. I was living at that time in Utremont.
Yeah.
And I made dinner for them. And I corresponded for a little while, and it was a very interesting. And then there was another brother of grandfather's, and that was a musical family. And what was his name? The sons were all musicians, used to come and bring the instruments. And they lived in Biala Felix. I don't know if that's spelling or that's the tobacco.
Biala Felix. How many brothers did Chai have? Is it a big family?
Well, I know there's two.
Two brothers, and there's Ferdinand and then his other brother. Did they stay in court?
I don't know. During the war, these people were like that.
Like Uncle Melvin? Uncle Melvin songs?
My older sister was in the war. My older sister. I made a family picture, I think, to of her family, too.